Okay, Rav Mosai. So if you recall, within the Shakar Atarya here on Daf Nun Tes on the base, we had a question. We had a question of Rav Huna bring Rav Nasan against Rav Papa. I mean, or it was Rashi against Rav Kahana. Okay, it doesn't really matter. We'll call it Rav Huna bring Rav Nasan because he's the one who might best Rav Papa. How this Malav Alina Barosha Shalom's behalf works, and he had a chain that made it not work. What was the chain that made it not work? The chain was that since your Malav Alina Barosha's behalf, since Lo Hiktir Emurin, therefore Asur Lechol Basar, and since, that was the first step, since the second step was, therefore, since Kohanim Lo Achlu Basar, therefore the Bailim Lo Niskafru, and you put those two steps together and the whole trick doesn't work. And Rav Papa answered, no, since you can't be Makdur the Emurim because of since you can't be Makdur the Emurim due to the Isser Hashlama, therefore the mitzvah seder shlama. Therefore, it's asom k'mishanim u'avdu and the seder. So there are two different dinim here, and what I want to do is just analyze a little these two different dinim. So let's look at the first din here. The first din here is that until you're makter the emurim, you can't eat the basar. And that's darshan from the pasuk of the hekter akon zachilah and becha the hadar, and only then the haya hachazeh li aron ule vanav. So we want to analyze, we'll first analyze this din, right? This is din number one. What is the nature of this din that you can't eat until after Haktaras Emurim? So first we have to ask a few questions about this din. What does this din apply to? In the Pasuk, it applies to Chazi Vishok. Right, the Chazav Shok, just to remind us, is the share the Kohanim get from every Karban Shlomim. And only from a Karban Shlomim they get Chazav Shok. In our Gemara, we're dealing with Amar of Papa. He says someplace here, Afilo Teimachat, what's his exact Lashon? His exact, Afilo Teimachat is Nehema, Malav Alina, Rosh Hashanah's Beah. We're dealing with Chatas Nehema. And in the continuation of the Shak Levitaria, it says, Heika Asham, Bishlam Alar Papa, Hainu Din Malin La. So, Chatas and Asham. So, obviously, our Gemara assumes this also applies to Besar Chatas for Asham, that they can't eat until after the Haktaras Emurim. What's not clear here is, does this apply to, meaning, what do they have in common? The Chazi Bishok and the Besar Chatas for Asham. What do those have in common? The Chazi Bishok and the Basar, the Chatas and Asham. They have in common, they're eaten by the Kohanim, right? Does that apply in the Emek Dover, even in the Kohanim, between all the things eaten by the Kohanim? But at first, does that also apply to the meat eaten by the Bailim? How about the rest of the Shlomim? I mean, in Chatzis Nashim, there's no meat eaten by the Bailim. How about the rest of the Shlomim, which is all eaten by the Bailim? How about Meitzer Behema, right, which is all eaten by the Bailim? How about the Korban Pesach, which might be different for its own reasons, which is all eaten by the by the Bible. Okay, we could ask some other questions as well.
How about things? Asad, focus is bad on the camera.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Very good.
Much better.
Thank you. Anyway. And one can ask for not is, how about Bechor, which is only eaten by Kohanim, but not really because they're rolling the Mikdash, just because like they get it before it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Sif says, how about the Zra B'Shela and the Muram from the Halos of the El Nazir? Okay, but let's start with the Chilik HaBailim. So here it is very unclear whether this then also applies to Chilik HaBailim or is only for the Kohanim. If you look at the Me'iri, says the Me'iri right here, he brings this down. He says, "She'ain zochin bechazim b'shok shel kachim kalim v'lo b'fasar chatos ela b'shehuk turei murim." The Kohanim only get it because they understand the chazim b'shok and the basar chatos. Obviously, Hashem goes to chatos, as it says many times, b'chomesh kachatos k'Hashem. And after Akhtar Seymour, the Meiri seems pretty clear that this is only a din in the meat that goes to the Kohanim, as opposed to Rashi in a few places. Rashi in Kiddushin, for example, the Makor sheet says Rashi, Ki kazachu mizolchon kavoa kazachu, in the Mars in Kiddushin, says Rashi, Ki kazachu, bein Kohanim b'chazim b'shok, bein b'ayim b'basar, whether it's a chazim b'shok in the Shlomim or the basar in the Shlomim that b'ayim yet. They get it from a chef's table. Okay, that's not a practical point yet. Says Rashi, for our purposes, Rashi, Hakrovas emurim uzrikas dam matra basar. Only after Hakrovas emurim uzrikas dam is at matra you eat the basar. Rashi is very clear. Being the Kohanim's part, being the Israel's part. Only after Akhtar's emurim. Rashi is clear. This then applies even to the chalik of the Israel. It applies to all meat of Kabbalah. Rashi says the same thing in Sukkah. Again, it's a total throwaway line. The Gemara says, remember that Drasha, that Chag HaSukos, just like Shem Shamayim, the Kedushas, Halam Karbon Chagiga, Chag really means Karbon Chagiga, likewise, the Kedushas Halam Sukkah, that's how we know the Sukkah has Kedusha, it's also Binenna from the Sukkah. So says Rashi, Shalmi Chagiga, Shem Shamayim Chalaleim, Le'ostron Ad La'achar Haktoris Emurim. Until after Haktoris Emurim, it has Shem Shamayim, it is Osir to eat the Shalmi Chagiga. Say anything about the Chiluk Yohanim. Rashi is very clear. It applies to Bein L'Chiluk Yohanim, Bein L'Chiluk Yisrael, and Tosa in the second Beitza asks the same thing. I feel a little guilty for putting this Tosa in Beitza on the Makor sheet because it's in the middle of a whole shock of the entire there in Beitza, which, you know, we're not in the middle of holding on. Hopefully, we end to figure out what he was talking about. But he's dealing with the issue of can you bring the Dorim and the Davos on Yontif or not? And the Heter to bring Shlomim, specifically on Yontif, would be Ochal Nefesh. Right? I mean, theoretically, you should be allowed to shech the shlomim on yontif and eat it, although you shouldn't be allowed to burn part of it in the mizbeach. Okay, then maybe go more to chumra, go to kula. That's the whole machlokas in the Gemara there. But Tosas asks, hold on a second, how is shlomim ochel nefesh? How can you have a shita that it's mutter to bring shlomim because of ochel nefesh? You can't, remember, ochel nefesh is only what you can eat on yontif. You're not allowed to work on yontif when you're going to eat on matzah yontif. You can't eat it until you're makdur the emurim. You can't be makdur the emurim because that's not for food. So then you can't eat it on yontif. You have to wait till nighttime to be makdur the emurim and eat. So if you can't eat on yontif, how is it ochel nefesh? That's Tosa's question. Obviously, Tosa's assuming this question, it applies even to the Chiluk Yisrael. Saying, how is there ochel nefesh? No one can eat anything. Even the Yisrael can't eat his 95% of the shlomim or 90% of the shlomim, whatever it is. Until you're makdur emurim, so Rashi and Tosa have a clear shita that this applies. So if we want to analyze this din one, what's this din one? That asur lechol basar ad achar haktaras emurim. First, we want to know what does this apply to, right? Only chelek kohanim. I don't mean only gavra kohanim. Obviously, if a kohen brings a shlomim, then for the meat of the shlomim is the same as Yisrael. I mean, the chelek kohanim, or the entire basar. Right? So here, you have, who says only chelek of the kohanim? The Meiri here. And who says, oh, no, all basar is ma'akev, Rashi, and Tosfos. Not here, but in other places in Shas.
Don't feel a Rashi in this pitch.
And Rashi here is discussing the case here, right? He says the Kohanim can't eat it because it's over the chatas, which only the Kohanim eat. So he's just discussing our case here. I mean, as long as we're discussing chatas, you're not going to necessarily get someone to tell you what they think because there is no achilas b'ilum in the chatas. So I'm not, but wouldn't be indicting anything from Rashi here. But I think Rashi in other places, Shas, is very, very, very explicit. It's very controversial what the Rambam holds about this. The Mishnah Melech, the Rambam's a little tricky, says the Rambam, the only place the Rambam brings down our drasha is, says the Rambam, Maitz Garbonus Peretes Alech Yud Aleph, he says this is discussing the mitzvah HaKrava Shlomin, Seder HaKrava Shlomin, says Chazim Shok is Nechal Kohanim, Shenemar ki eschazei atunav v'efam yeshok atruma, etc. Ushar shlom nechol l'baylim. The ain't manim zochim b'chazik v'shok. The kohanim don't get the right, the zafiyah, don't have the right to chazik v'shok. Elal acher hektar yorim. Except after our Torah saying yorim. So the only time the Rambam brings down explicitly this rule is for chazik v'shok, which is too narrow, because based on our Gemara, it should apply at least also to the basar of chatas and ashen. But the Rambam only brings it down where the erudite from the pasuk. He doesn't put the pasuk only after only by chazik v'shok, which is why there are those who are dyke in the Rambam that slach wants to be dyke in the Rambam, and likewise the Nitzim and the Amidar, both in the brackets, want to say the Rambam held, like, not the Rambam held with me, you're echoing the Rambam, which is a which is characteristic. Lafid slach, okay, and the Nitziv, I mean, I don't know if there's a point making a big list. Okay, slach and Nitziv are both on our sheet, right? Then Nitziv independently thought the Meir is absolutely correct. And then, I mean, not that the Rambam held it. Yeah, you know, the Nitziv also thought this was correct. The slach just wasn't sure what the Rambam held. But they say, look, the Rambam only brings it down by Chazei B'Shok. It's only a din by Chazei B'Shok. However, it's not so pasha. The Mishnah Lamelech assumes the opposite. The Mishnah Lamelech says, well, the Rambam wrote about Chazik Shok, but there's another Rambam. It says, near the word, the same applies to Chatos and Asham. Okay, that's Mukhtar of Margamar. Argmar is from Chatos, and indirectly also about Asham. Says, the Kohen can't eat until after your Makhtar, the Imurim. But he says, Bechein HaBailim also applies to the Chelik of the Bailim. Ainam Oakland Basara Shlomin, Biden can't eat their Shlomin until after Haktara. How does he know this from the Rambam? From another Rambam, the Rambam, Suli Mekdashim, Yukas al Hazayin, throws in what seems to be a completely extraneous line. He's dealing with the concept there that Pigle, the, I don't mean the soul of Pigle, but the Chi of Karis of Pigle, let's remember the rules of Pigle. Pigle goes up Sol Machava, right? If I am Makriv, the part that's matur the carbon. What's the part that's matur the carbon in general? In carbonos, the physical part. In zvachim, meaning animals, it's the dam that's matur. If I do the avodos hadam, and in menachos, it's the komets that's matur in general, right? So I do the avodos of the dam or the komets with machshava to eat what's left of it. Or even a small kazayas portion of what's left of it after the proper time, right? Meaning I shecht, or I makabel the dam, or I molech the dam of the mizbeach, or I throw the dam of the mizbeach of a karban, of a shlomen, having in mind to eat it 3 days later, or of an ola, having in mind to put it on the mizbeach tomorrow, to burn it on the mizbeach tomorrow, etc., do something after this mano, then that karban is pasul, and we're going to say, tzayat karis. What part are you chayiv karis for eating? You're not chayiv karis for eating the matur. Only, let's call it the nitar. Meaning, let's go back to the zvachim. Zvachim again means literally shechted sacrifices, which are animal sacrifices. If I shecht a karban, having in mind to eat it next week, then if I drink the blood, forget the fact that it's isser, but if I drink the blood, I'm not chayiv karis for pickle. Only if I eat the meat, I'm chayiv karis for pickle. Because only something that has a matir, I'm chayiv karis for pickle. The blood has no matir. Nothing else is matir the blood. Only something which is matir by something else, you're chayiv karis for pickle. Likewise, if I do kmitza, the carbon, having in mind to eat what's left of the carbon tomorrow, and I eat the comets, I'm not chayiv karis, because nothing else is matur the comets. Only if I eat the rest, I'm chayiv karis, because the comets is matur the rest. That's the principle of the Rambam here in Perek Yuchesel of Azayin, which is that you're only chayiv karis on something that was hutar, on something that was hutar, that something else was matur. And then he just goes through the example of everything that's matur, everything else in all of kachin. And what does he say? Shehadam matur sheimur lekarim lezbeach. The dam is matur the imurim to be burnt on the zbeach. But imurim matur is a basar laatam. The imurim are matur the basar for consumption by flesh and blood for a person to eat. So what does the Rambam say here? The dam is matur the imurim to be nekarim lezbeach, and the imurim are matur the basar to be eaten. And here The question is what he means. So says the Tzlach, what does he mean that you were around to the Basar? He means only Chazei B'Shok. Of course, he doesn't mean the Basar that's eaten by the Baiglim. He only means the parts eaten by the Kohen, that the Yimur is Matir. But that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. I mean, the Shad of the Ram, Yimurim Matirness of Basar Adam means the Yimurim are Matir, the Basar, to be eaten. It really sounds from Shad of the Ram like the Yimurim are Matir Basar in general. And here, that's the Mishnah Melech says the Mishnah Melech, Yimurim Matirin as a Basar. Sorry, Rambam. And here I admit it's very tricky. It's very hard to be sure which Shana, because on the one hand, the Rambam brings down the Jesus, Manor, Zok, and Chazim Shok, till after Torah saying, Orb sounds like it's only in the Chazim Shok. But on the other hand, the Rambam here is making a general statement. He says, Zevach is a Zevach. If you eat excise from Basar, and more in your Chayv Karis. But if you eat excise from the Dam, you're not Chayv Karis. Why? If you eat excise Basar, you're Chayv Karis, because they eat more and more to the Basar. Excise Imurim, you're Chayiv Karis, but the Dam is Matur the Imurim. If you excise Dam, you're not Chayiv Karis, because nothing else is Matur the Dam. It sounds like it's talking in general. In a Zevach, there are three parts, Dam, Imurim, and Basar, and here are the rules. It sounds very general in Perek Yud Ches of Suleim with Dashim. So it's going to be a little tricky. Can I stand up here and say I'm 100% sure that when the Rambam was sitting down to write the Mishnah Torah exactly what he meant? No, I can't say 100% sure. Now, to mention the fact that the Achron point out that he omitted the Shakta Vatari of Arden Mark. How about they didn't Nitma Olavdu, etc.? He didn't discuss any details of this. So the Rambam was uncharacteristically, or somewhat uncharacteristically, reticent about this. It's hard to be sure what he means. I'll tell you what I think, and you can agree or disagree. First, I would add one Rambam to the mix, which is there's a Perish Mishnayis. Now, of course, you never know. Sometimes you change the line between Perish Mishnayis and Mishnah Torah. But in Hassam, you assume he held the same thing in Mishnah Torah, Perish Mishnayis, until proven otherwise. I think that's fair. So what I say in the Perish Mishnayis and Tzvachim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, I will read it to you. It's the same as Hilchos Tzulim of Dashim, right? Meaning, it's the same Mishnah. It's the, you know, the theory is just commenting on the Mishnah, and Tzulim of Dashim, Perik Yudches, Halacha, Yud Zayin, he was bringing down the Mishnah. So let's just, I'll even write where these two Rambams are. This is based on Maisa Karbonos Pes Yud Aleph. And if we only had that, we would agree. And this is based on Psulei HaMukdashim Yud Ches Zayin. If we only had that, we would agree. In the Perish Mishnais, which is parallel to Psulei HaMukdashim, the Rambam says, he's discussing the same exact rule of like, you only have Karis being Pigel, meaning the Isser of Pigel is only Chal on something that was mounted by something else. He says, "Kigon dover hanechol min hashlamin, the edible part of shlamin, she'ino motu la'achol kim la'achar torzei murim. You're only allowed to eat it after a torzei murim." Then he says, "Dover hanechol min hashlamin." Clearly, he doesn't mean only chazim shok that's nechol kohan. Says, "Dover hanechol min hashlamin, any edible part of shlamin. What's any edible part? Anything but the murim, right? Not the klayot and the chelam and the sakerev and all those things that are part of his nechal." He says, "Clearly, anything nechal you're not allowed to eat until after a torzei murim." Or he says they murim that you're not allowed to burn until after Zuk Sadab. Shenasa Hadam Matur Imur Lewis Bath, but Imur Matur Basul Adam says the same exact thing. But there's very explicit. Dabar Hanefal Minashlamin. Dabar Nefal Minashlamin means all things. So it's very explicit, like the Mishnah Melech in the Perish Mishnayis. What would the Tzlach say about Perish Mishnayis? I don't know. Not all of the Echron learned the Ram of Perish Mishnayis. I don't know if they all had a copy or they just didn't really learn it. I guess he would have to say, no, I think the Rambam changed his mind after Pirush Mishnayis. But that's dochuk, because the Lashon of Rambam Pirush Mishnayis and the Lashon of Sulu of Lashon of Yud Ches HaMazayim are very similar Lashon. And they're both, what are they in common? They both throw something they both throw in the same unnecessary thing. Meaning, the Rambam could have just said, the Dam is Matir, the Basar to eat. The Rambam says that the Imurim are Matir, the Basar to eat. That's where I threw it. In one case, he said about Basar Stam. The other case, he said, Kigon Dover Nechol Min Hashlamin. If the Mishnah Torah said Basar Stam, then he probably means all Basar until proven otherwise. You want to be Nidchak and say he only means the part for the Kohanim? But go back to Birshur Shnayis, where his example, it's not a stira. He says, Basar Stam in Mishnah Torah, and he gives one example of Perish Mishnais. Obviously, saying the same thing. In Perish Mishnais, he gives an example. In Mishnah Torah, he just talks Stam. What's his example? Davar Anechel min Ashlamim. Anything you eat from Ashlamim. Chelik Bailim. So I think it's clear that Mishnah Torah also meant Chelik Bailim. I think it's clear that Mishnah Melech was right. I think it's clear that Mishnah Melech was right. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do when the Slach comes to slap you in the face after Bad Esther. But we'll deal with it then. I'll get the Mishnah Melech to block it. Anyway, I really think the Mishnah Melech is correct because that's Mukhrach from the Pirush Mishnayos, and there's no reason to think there's a divergence, right? So, Kach Nireh Al Pi Pirush HaMishnah. So why in Hilchos Mice? Two questions. Number one, this is all a side point. Again, both Pirush Mishnah and the Tzul Dashim are a side point of people. But in Mice Rabbanos, why doesn't he say what you're not letting me tell about, right? It's very nice. The side point of the details, the obscure details of Pigle, he throws in that you can't eat the meat till after the Torah Seymur, that he holds like Rashi and Tosos against the meat. Again, against the Tzlach and against the Nitziv. But why didn't he write it in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos when he actually tells you the rules of Karbanos is A. And B, why in Maaser Karbanos, the only thing, which is where he should write these things, the only thing he did write in Maaser Karbanos is the Kohanim weren't Zochet B'chazei B'shok until after Haktar Seymur. It still sounds suspiciously like the Tzlach and the Nitziv. And I think the Tzlach would say, I'm right. Look at Maaser Karbanos. Maaser Karbanos are the rules of Karbanos. Psulim and Dushan is side points. Maaser Karbanos, the rules of Karbanos, only applies to Chazei B'shok. If Sachem applies to Chatas and Ashan, okay, that's obviously a Chazei B'shok. Little Dachuk. He says, Basar Stam and Psulim and Dushan. He means only Chazei B'shok. Dachuk. It's against Perish Mishnais. Okay, change his mind for the Perish Mishnais. And very Dachuk. But how do we explain Maaser Karbanos going to Mishnah Melech? Nila means 90, that I think it works out. Again, I'm not swearing on a Sefer Torah here. But nearly this idea works out because if you look at my Sefer Kabbalah, I couldn't figure out how to put this on the Makor sheet. So I hope I'll be able to find it now. I should have just written down on this. Like, you just have to look at like the whole my Sefer Kabbalah. Right? I don't want to put it on the Makor sheet, but go through the whole my Sefer Kabbalah. Right? It's the shot like that, right? And your edition of Tzadim, where it says, Kesem is only in the Tame if it's a double Makabal Toma. Shaf said, read the Ramah Hilchus Kelim to see what's Makabal Toma. Okay, Shach's more ambitious than I am. But I will read you some selections of Maaser Karbanos. Basically, what the Rambam does in Maaser Karbanos is tell you what's the seder of all the Karbanos. Like, for example, look at one of them. It's the same Maaser. Lassos ha'olak ha'maisa k'sub mela seder. Do the olak ha'seder. Seder chatas, the seder of chatas. Seder ha'asham. Right? I mean, I'm skipping some. I'm just doing the main. Seder ha'shlamin, etc. Okay, one can ask, what about other Karbanos? That's not the question for now. Okay, why Pesach there? Because then it's Hilchos Karban Pesach. Fine, Seder. I think this is more interesting reason than that also. Maybe we'll get to it. Basically, the Rambam says, here are my mitzvah, say, the Seder HaDvarim, right? What am I coming to tell you, my Karbanos? Those are lots of other side points. Lavim and Aseves, and while you're doing it, do this, while you're doing it, don't do that, etc. But the main structure of Maaser Karbanos is Seder HaDvarim. So what are these Seder HaDvarim? So, okay, Mitzvah Zaseh La'Ola, Seder HaOla is not going to be relevant to us now because there's no relationship between a Murim and Basar because no one eats anything but Ola. That's what makes it an Ola. Okay, how about the Seder of Chatas? What's the Seder of Chatas? So, not the Chatos and Esrafos that are brought, the Dams brought to them, that also no one eats. Let's get to the ones that someone eat, right? So, what is the Seder of of Chatas. Let's see if I can find it properly. Give me a second here. Okay. I have to find the Seder of Chatas. Let's skip the Ashan. I hope we'll be able to find something at least. How do you do? And how do you do an Ashan? You do, and I found the Seder. I didn't find what I was looking for. How do you do an Ashan? This is Pes Yud Aleph. You're makter the Emurim, but the Chaz V'Shok read into the Kohan, and V'Shartlam Nechon Levaylam. You're makter the Emurim, Chaz V'Shok go to Kohanim, and Shar Shlamim are eaten by the Baylam. In the Seedrite form, he does say, you're makter the Emurim, and Shar Shlamim are eaten by the Baylam. Meaning, it's not that he didn't say in Maisa Karbonos that you need to be makter Emurim before you eat. He said, the Seder Akrava is, first you're Zorik Gedam, et cetera, Zorik Gedam, then you et cetera, makter the Emurim, and then the rest of the Shlamim is Nechalim, and then the rest of the Shlamim is Nechalim, is Nechalim Levaylim. So you do have the idea that the Emurim comes first. And he has similar formulations here. Okay, I have to find exactly where about some of the other Korbanos. Maybe we'll suffice with Shlomim for now, because I can't.
You want Chatzis?
Yeah, I want Chatzis, but I can't. Pes. What?
Pes.
Yeah, but I couldn't find where in Perikles is the part that I'm looking for. So anyway, it'll come to you when I stop thinking about it. No, I'm sorry. The Seder.
That the reason the Rambam says when a Kohanim Zochim because of the Shok is because the other Achilas of the Kohanim are part of the Seder of Maisa Kapol. In Achilas of the Shok, there's no Maisa Kapol. That's why it says even that.
Fair. Let me come back to that. Okay. Why does it say Anakon Zochin? So, but I'm not sure yet, but that's why you didn't mention Chatzanasha. Why didn't mention the Bailim? Lanias died, I think, with Rabbi Tessier Aleph, at least in Shlomim. He says, you're Mach to the Emurim, and the Buster's Nechel the Bailim. He did say that Taurus Emurim has to come before the Buster's Nechel the Bailim. The Rambam never makes him to say X is Matur Y, Y is Matur Z. Then he left for Helchus Pekel. He just said you do X before Y, and then you do X, then Y, then Z. And he said, what's the Seder at Varim? You're Matur the Emurim, and then you eat the Basar. What does he mean by the Kohanim only Zoche the Chazi the Shok after Akhtar Seymurim? I think what he might mean there is Zoche not permitted to eat. There's a different thing. The Kohanim are Zoche the Chazi the Shok. In, what is Zoche? Zoche is not the same as mutter. Zoche means literally, right? You acquire something. You have the right to something, right? Part of the issue is when do you have the right? When can you take things? When do you have the right to take something? Not just when do you have the right to eat it, right? You take it, then you eat it, right? As a matter of fact, I don't know if I've been dyke enough in the psukim. I don't know if I've been in the psukim well enough. Who had the problem of taking before the Emurim? Is that a story anywhere in the Bible? Is there any story in the Bible about taking before Emurim? The B'nai Eli, right? Korban Shiloh. I mean, Korban Shiloh didn't happen right then. That was the Zardin of Korban Shiloh came for that, right? The B'nai Eli, what do? They took Basar before Haftarah Emurim. It doesn't say when they eat it. Maybe they also ate it. I don't know. But, you know, the fight there was when you take the Basar, right? I mean, they had to take the Basar and then they had to cook it, etc. They weren't taking the Basar and eating it raw. But the issue is when you take the bus. So maybe what the rabbi means in Ayesi Karbon is that specifically in Chazi Vashok, the Kohanim can't even take the Chazi Vashok till after Haftarah Seymurim. They can't take it till after Haftarah Seymurim. But in all Karbonis, you can't eat it until after Haftarah Seymurim. There's just an additional rule of Chazi Vashok that not only can you eat it, you can't even take it until after Haftarah Seymurim. So I think that could be how you would, you know, explain the Rambams. If you had two kashas in the Mishnah on top of the Rambam, number one, why in Ma'aseh Karbonos didn't he mention that you can't eat till after Haftarah Seymurim? He did mention, he said, the Seder Advarim, you have to do with the Seder. And number two, why did he only mention Chazi Vashok? Because Chazi Vashok is not about Achila, that was about Zechia, right? So, what would I answer? Then, how would you answer in, to defend the Mishnah Melech, is that the in Ma'aseh Karbonos, Tes Yud Aleph Lefizeh, you would say, A, Seder ha-dvarim hu haktara kodem achila. So the Rambam did mention it. Kodem achila's bailim, Kodem Achilas Bailam. Kodem Af Achilas Bailam. You know what I mean. The Seder verb is that Dr. Torsen went for Achilas Bailam. The Seder Hashlamim. So we did say even for Bailam. And B, Bechazi Veshok Yesh Din Nosaf She Aser Lechol Kol Basar Kodem Haktoris Emurim Aval Chazi Veshok Ein Lo Zuchus. Lifnei Haktar Seimurim. Meaning, maybe what Rama meant is, there's an additional to Mechazi Veshok. I want to tell you, Mechazi Veshok, not only can't you eat until after Haktar Seimurim, you can't even take it. In a grim zochin. You don't even have the schus to take it before Haktar Seimurim. And why would that be? That would make a lot of sense. The Bailam, you could say, of course he has the zochin. He can't eat the Shlomim yet. You can't say he can't take the shlom. He's the one who brought the shlom. It's his karma, etc. Right? The Bailam, he has the zechus to keep the shlom in. He just can't eat it until after Haktar Seimurim. Maybe even the kohen by the chatzis and asham. Yeah, he has the zechus to take chatzis and asham. Who else are the chatzis and asham for? They're for the kohen. You know, I don't mean he owns them. Someone else brought them. The shlom in is for the Bailam to eat. Of course he can take them. He just can't eat them yet. The chatzis and asham is for the kohen to eat. Of course he can take it. He just can't eat it yet. Maybe a little different way you're suggesting. But the Chazi Veshok is fascinating. A Shlomin is really for the Bailam to eat. A Chazi is an Asher for the Kohanim to eat. So why does the Kohen get the Chazi Veshok? What might you say? Why does the Kohen get Chazi Veshok of a Shlomin if it's really the Bailam's Karban? Okay, you might say it's a tip. Right? Don't you have to tip the don't you have to tip the guy who serves? The Kohanim serve. Meaning, the Kohen was makriv this karban. Chatzos and Asham is not a tip. Why does the Kohen get Chatzos and Asham? As the Rambam says, Kohanim Ochlim Bailam is Kaprim. It's Kodesh Kadoshim. It can't be eaten by a czar. Right? Chatzos and Asham is not a tip. It's Matnus Kahuna, but it's not a tip. You don't tip on the Chatzos and Asham. The Chatzos is Kodesh Kadoshim. You have no havamina to eat it. But the Chazim Ashok is the tip. The Kohen did good work. Right? Meaning, it seems in the Chumash like the actual Kohen who serves you gets the tip. And I'll be Dorish about that. We say more or less the same. But since we don't want them to fight, any Kohen who could have served you shares the tip. Right? There's only Kohen who could have served. Kohen is coming or owning that they don't get it. Right? It's clearly a tip. It's not just for the lineage. So you can't get
Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu.
I'm saying that even if everyone's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, what I'm saying is the Kohen is even, it's not just Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. The Chatz Nashim is also Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Here, it's a tip for their work. Until they finish their work, they have no zechus to forget about eating it. They have no zechus mamonit, as it were. They have no zechus to even take it until they finish their work. So maybe by Chazei Veshok, which are not naturally the Kohen, they're like a tip the Bible gives the Kohen. By Chazei Veshok, that's an assumption of Chazei Veshok, but a reasonable one. By Chazei Veshok and Yishal Ayin, then they can't even take it. By all the other meat, you can't even eat it. And maybe that's part of the shalom, right? I mean, you have to ask, right? Because that's part of the shalom, right? Shalom, that's shalom, right? Okay. Anyway, kach nirlun is daiti lachmi in the Rambam. In my personal opinion, I would say in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos applies to everything, that is a das yachid of a shalom. He thinks it applies to everything. Oh, why does he single out chazik shok? Not only Chatzos and Asham, just Chazik Ashok, maybe single out Chazik Ashok, say, in everything you can't eat it, and Chazik Ashok, they can't even take it beforehand, because how can you take your tip before that Torah say word? Okay, yeah, so I am the Kach Nirlim is Daiti.
Why doesn't mention the Zroa?
So why does he mention the Zroa is a good question. Why does he mention the Zroa is a good question, because wouldn't you think the Zroa is also a tip? The answer is I'm not sure. Maybe first we have Ma'ayin and Hilchos Nezirus. See, I mean, part of the reason might be because maybe, you know, it's not Hilchos Nezirus, so he's not getting into it. Meaning, notice, in Ma'aseh Karbanos, he doesn't get into things that, he doesn't get into Korban Pesach, so there's Hilchos Korban Pesach. He doesn't get into Bechor much, but there's Hilchos Bechoros. He doesn't get into Ma'aseh much, because that's also Hilchos Bechoros. Maybe he's not getting into Nazir, because it's Hilchos Nezirus. Certainly, and I have to look into it. Okay, weiter. Anyway, the other thing I just want to point out, and here I'm going out a little bit on a limb, is that in the Me'iri has a funny lashon. The Me'iri says, "Ein kohanim." The Me'iri right here, zochin mechazin b'shok, until after Torah say murim, and he seems, or the basar chatas v'asham, he seems pretty clear that it's only a matter of the kohanim. But then he says, Minastam, he won't eat it before he's zocha. So I'm not sure exactly what it means by minastam, he won't eat it until he's zocha. If the Rehid tried to say it's usher to eat, then does he mean minastam, he won't do the avera of eating it before? What's he saying? It's not a big avera, you don't get malchus. But you're not zocha, so it doesn't mean it's a small avera. Minastam, the coin doesn't do a small avera. Which is funny because, like, of course, we shouldn't assume someone doesn't have figures as part of Shaka Mataria. I mean, we're doing Shaka Mataria whether our papa's idea works. Of course, you have to assume no one does figures. It sounds a little more than you really like. I mean, astounding, Kohanim, Oakland, I mean, it's a little tricky because, Mimanashak, if it's not figure, why didn't you just say it's usher? Don't say Minastam, they don't eat it. And if it's not a figure, then why doesn't he say Minastam, they don't do it, but let them do it in order to get our papa's trick to work? But Pashas Me'iri sounds like it's not even usher to eat it beforehand. It's just that they're not zocheh, and minastam you don't eat if you're not zocheh. I mean, it could very well be for the Me'iri that what the Me'iri means is only the second half what I claim for the Rama. Maybe the Me'iri holds there's actually no isser to eat before Haftarah. It's just that they have no right to eat before Haftarah. They didn't work to earn the right to eat before Haftarah, even though there's no answer to eat meat that you don't have the right to eat, I guess, if the bailo or makbid or something, you know, like, is it usher to eat something that I haven't earned yet? If no one really minds, I guess not. But minastam, you don't do it. So that's why I wonder in the Me'iri, could the Me'iri, when he says, Olichel Kohanim, be saying that it's not even an isser. It's just they don't have the right to do it yet in Dini Mavados. But if they ate it, it wouldn't be an isser. Just minastam, you know, you're not going to expect, you're not going to tell people to eat something that they haven't earned yet. You know, you can have a kitokla, shrekla,
tokla, sonu, katonu, so yes. You'll be gezel at this point.
Yeah, again, gezel's a little funny because.
They'll get it later.
Hey, gezel's needs a little mechila, right? Gezel moves the Bible. What do the Bible care? The Bible's interested in this mechila. I guess okay. Anyway, all I'm saying is that let's just summarize what we've seen so far. We've seen a minority shita. Let's just see what we've seen so far, right? Basically, here we have the Isser Lechol Basar Kodem Haktaras Imurin. One possibility is the Me'iri and the Netziv and the Tzlach, the Das Harambam. The reason I write this is because the Tziv seems to be correct, and the Rambam says, this is what the Rambam holds. I don't know if he himself has an opinion. But it doesn't matter. They say, only Chela Kohanim, in which case, what's the Yisod HaDavar? The Yisod HaDavar is that the Bailim, it's their carbon, why shouldn't they eat? But the Kohanim, I mean, interesting question, but the Kohanim, it's not naturally their carbon. Maybe the Kohanim, maybe it's true of the Psachatas Vashem also. The Kohanim, it's not naturally their karban. The Kohanim either only get it as a tip, and they don't get their tip until they've done their work, right? Or maybe the Kohanim, I know this is against Rashi Kedushin, say we're allowed to be against Rashi Kedushin, then you show it as the Rashi. The Kohanim are eating Shulchan Gavala, right? Meaning the Bailam is his karban. The Kohanim are only getting it because they're part of, I don't want to be blasphemous here. But what does it mean? Shulchan Gavala. You're giving it to Hashem. When you give something to a king, obviously, if you would take part of it and eat it at home, you'd be chayiv misa for disrespecting the king. But when you give something to the king, he's not supposed to eat it all till his stomach explodes. He puts it on his table, and Ochle Shulchano, his household, eats it with him. Of course, it counts as giving it to a king. You give it to a king, he puts it on his table. And, you know, his wife eats it, his kids eat it, or his trusted advisor, I have no idea who's supposed to eat at the table. You know, Bnei Barzilai Abdulati, eat it. That's fine. That's also both giving it to a king. That's Shulchan Gemar Kazach. So since the Baila maybe is not Shulchan Gemar Kazach, the Baila is his own carbon. But the Kohen is Shulchan Gemar Kazach. The Kohen can't eat it until you give it to Hashem first, until you show that it's really going to Hashem. Then the leftover is going to him, right? First, I have to give it to the king's table and show it to the king. Maybe the king even has to take a bite out of it first. I know, maybe the king's going to choose it. And then everyone else who eats is considered giving to the king. So it's only the chilek of Hanan. Why? I'm not sure what the story behind it is. Maybe because it's a tip, or I don't know what it says in the Sifta, tell me if you're anything else. More or less, okay, probably saying in different language. But maybe because it's a tip, the Kohen part of the tip. They have to wait for Leftar Torah Zimur until they have to be, why does the Kohen have to do Leftar Zimur? Or because Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, so needs to be, needs to be the Shirayim, as we say nowadays, from literally the Shulchan Gavoa, right? If you put on the Shulchan Gavoa, the Kohanim eat the leftovers. But if you don't put on the Shulchan Gavoa, then the Kohanim can't eat, because they only get the leftovers of Hashem. Their eating is part of Hashem. Okay, so maybe it's only the Chelek Kohanim, because it's a tip, or because it is the Shulchan Gavoa Kazach, and you can only eat the Shulchan Gavoa once it's been put on Shulchan Gavoa. Doesn't mean you put it all on Shulchan Gavoa. You put some on Shulchan Gavoa, and then the rest of it is the leftovers of Shulchan Gavoa and the Kohanim eat. Until you put something on Hashem's table, they can't do it. That's not the mainstream. The mainstream is the Rashi and Tosfos and Rambam, according to what we've concluded. Rambam, Tach, Nirulanu, because no one objected, so it's all of our opinion. Who said, this is talking about all basar. Okay, and I'll talk for a second of why this is. Really, all basar you can only eat after Haktara Zimurim. All basar you can only eat after Haktara Zimurim. Why did the Rambam specifically mention Chazav Shok in my Sefer Bot? And how come the Rambam didn't mention it? He did. He said, save your worms. You're not doing worm, then you eat. Even by basar shlomim, why does the Rambam only say something Chazav Shok? Because maybe the Rambam hasn't said Dinam. You think by Chazav Shok, that's a tip. So they can't even take it. Not only can't they eat it, they can't even take it. And by all basar, you can't eat it for reasons that we are about to explain. And what I want to say in the Rambam, that really is fitting him. Again, only Chazav Shok, which I'm claiming only Chazav Shok is a tip. The Sacha Tosva Shok is not a tip. That's Kohanim Oklin by the Miskaper, and that's the Ikra of Oklin. Chazav Shok is a tip. Chazav Shok you can't even take, and because it's a tip, and all Basar you can't eat. Now, I just want to deal with one more Hakira, which is, this Hakira is made famous by the Grizz, although it's pretty much a Mar Chanan also. What is one Hakira about this? Why can't you eat the Basar until after Haktar Zimur? Clearly not because of a tip. I mean, all Basar is not a tip. I bought it with my own money. Why can't I eat Basar until after Haktar Zimur? So, let's ask the following question. What is the nature of, here we're talking about the scope. The scope of, what is the nature of the Isser Achilas Basar? And here, the Achronim or Dayik, a Machlokas here, the Grizz puts it very nicely. He says, is this a din of matir? I mean, we know matir. Kachem is full of matir, right? Everything is matir something, right? Again, classic matirs that the dam is matir, the imurim, to be burnt on this day, for example. Or the dam of Chatzof, which has the imurim, is matir, the meat to be eaten by the Bible. Classic matir. The Kometz is matir, the Shirayim to be eaten by the Bible, etc., etc. Right? The Mazichi Lavona is matir, the Lacham HaPadim to be eaten by the Kohanim. The Shirayim also eaten by the Kohanim. Everything, etc., etc. So maybe it's saying, no, it's a matir. The Emurim are matir, the Basar. The other option is no. Meaning, the Emurim Matirim Habasar. And that's what the Rambam said. He never says this in Shas. But the Rambam said both in Shulam Dashi Yuchas Zayin and in the Pirush Mishnayis that we quoted that was parallel in Zvachim Peridalad Mishnah Gimel, the Rambam writes the dam is matched the Eimurim to be Nektar, and the Eimurim matched the Basar to be Nechal. That's the Rambam. Right? This is the Rambam. It's a matter. However, Rabbi Chana says there's another possibility, which is that, based on our Gemara, Rabbi Chana says, no, it doesn't really seem like a matter. It's a funny kind of matter. It doesn't fit a matter. Why? Because when you have a real matter, what if you don't do the matter? Pretty obvious. If you don't do the matter, then the thing becomes usser, right? Say I'm not Zorik the Dam. What if I had every excuse in the world why I wasn't Zorik the Dam? Doesn't matter. The carbon's possible. A matter should be ma'akid, but what do we find from here? You can't eat until after our Tzarei Seymour, unless it's some whole meat. But in Nitzvah Ulo Nevdu, if they become tummy or get lost, right? If the Imurim are destroyed, then you can't eat. So what kind of matter is it? You can eat without it. While it's there, you can't eat until after our Tzarei Seymour. But if it's not there, then you can't eat without our Tzarei Seymour. So what kind of matter is that? A matter is something necessary. Here it's not necessary. Rather, what do you call something? If it's not there, you don't worry about it. But if it's there, you have to do it first. Says Rosh Hashanah, that sounds, doesn't sound like a matter. A matter is something that's necessary. Without it, you're dead. That doesn't sound like a matter. That sounds like a din kedima. If you have two things, there's a rule. What has to be first? What has to be second? And you're not allowed to do the second thing until after you do the first thing. That is the second thing the chetz is missing the matter. But because you're not allowed to do the second thing, because you have to do it in order and do the first thing first. Right? That is a din kedima. And Rochan says that. That makes, really, fits the evidence the most. That it's not a matter. It's a chidush, the Rambam calls it a matter. And they go, the Mishnah never says that. And I don't think the Mishnah says that. If it does, then after saying 100 times it never says anywhere in Shas, I'll be very embarrassed. But I don't think it ever says that before it said it here. Where's the... let's see. It talks here about all the things that are matter, everything. Everything is a matter. Okay, the Ola of the Dam is matter, this, the Ola of the Dam is matter, the Chatz of the Dam is matter, the Parvus Rav of the Dam is matter. Right? It never says... Never says exactly what's matter standard busser. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't say. I would have thought the dam is matter the busser. What are we saying? The dam is matter the busser of Achiva. But there's a din kedima. Right? And these are two totally different ways of looking at this din. Is it a chisorin lechetza? Right? What are we saying here? We're saying a matter. What we're saying here is that you know. The basar, it's a din of the chefza. The basar is still kadosh. I don't know if it's kadosh, more or less kadosh. The basar is still asar ba'achila until emurim are matirit. Or we say, no. This is, you would call this a din begavra, maybe. Meaning, the basar is inherently mutter to eat, but you can't do things out of order. And there's an order, because after all, when I eat the basar, it's not the only achila. Who else is ochel besides people in the mikdash? The mizbeach. The mizbeach is ochel eimurim. People are ochel the basar. There's a seder dvarim. The mizbeach eats before you eat. But the basar intrinsically is mutter b'achila. That's really the machlokas. Says Rav Chanan, he's b'dayik in Tosfos, that, we'll see in a moment, that Tosfos holds the other way. But forget it, he's diuk in Tosfos. He's b'dayik from a Tosfos in he's b'dayik from the Tosfos in Beitza. And then he points out at the end, that I'm medayik this from the Tosfos of Beitza, but he points out, not I point out, but he points out, but he says, but this is really mefurish in Tosfos in Zvachim. Maybe you would have just read it over and not made a big deal of it. But Tosfos asked the following question. Ask Tosfos, He says, how is there a chiyuv pigel for eating a murim? After all, a murim is a matir. Interesting question. How are you chayev kuris for eating a murim that are pigel if a murim is a matir? So the Rama would say, even though a murim is a matir, since it's also a nitar, you're chayev kuris. Says, I mean, the Rama says, a murim is a matir. It's a matir and a nitar. The dam is matir, they murim, matir, the basar. Something, both matir and nitar is chayev kuris for eating. Says Tosfos. He says, just accidentally put my finger on the Rambam, and then I wondered why it was the opposite colors of the court. It says Tosin's Machamim Gilon Beis. The Avagad the Shaykh Bigel Bay Morim and Kamad Lomatir and Goran Lomotir Achli. We come up and look at Shivim Matir. A Morim's not a Matir. Why is a Morim not a Matir? To the common sense reason. Kim Shin Nidmu Abdu Shari Pasrachila. A Morim's not a Matir because if you don't have a Morim, it's Matir to eat without them. So that's not a Matir. Basically, it's before. Tosin says it's not a Matir. The Rambam says it is a Matir before he gets enough Kaminas. Tosin says it's not a Matir. The Rambam says it is a matir. What's the Tosfos? Is Raya, right? The Yesod is in Nitma'u al Avdu. The Basar is Mutter Vachila, which proves it's not a matir, it's just a Kadima. How does Kadima work? If you have it, it has to come first. And if you don't have it, there's no one you have Kadima. It really makes perfect sense. When you have two things, there's a Kadima. When you don't have two things, there's no Kadima. Here, the Rambam's going to have to be very Mitchak. The Rambam's going to have to be very Tachot. What's the Rambam going to have to say? I'll have to say, it's a special Xeris HaKosav. What's a Xeris HaKosav? Remember we said Nikol Mokom? How do we know Nit Moshe Abdu that they can still eat? Is it Mar Gemara? The Haya Chazem Nikol Mokom. Right, there's a special drush in Nikol Mokom. Xeris HaKosov. De'im yeshnan. Or, in yeshimurim. Ha'emurim matirin. De'im ein emurim. Hadam matir. Okay. This is a big finish. That if the Ari were they weren't matter, if not, then the Dabba is matter. It's a big finish. You think a matter needs to be matter. But you have to say, the Rambam's going to be dochuk. Let's say a little bit of chak, what the Rambam says it's a matter. It's a matter. If there is, then it's a matter. If not, it's a xeris hakosav, then the Dabba is matter. You just ask a simple question, right? You're not chayiv in pigle. You're not chayiv for eating meat of pigle unless all the matirim were already brought. Unless all the material were already brought, with Machshavas Pigel. So if I sort the dam of Machshavas Pigel, they weren't going to garbage. And then the garbage, they get burned, the face of Srefa. So why am I chayiv for eating meat that's pigel if it wasn't from Kol Emurim? Okay, the answer is going to be once I'm makar the dam of Machshavas Pigel, they were an apostle. Once they were an apostle, if they're no Emurim, they're no Emurim, then the dam is the only matter. Okay, you get it to work out. What are some nafgaminas between this Isser Chefza of the Rambam and this Dimin the Gavra of Tosos? I think there are many, many nafgaminas, potentially, in my humble opinion. One of them is Rav Elchanan's, but I would start even with our Gemara. How about if you can be Makdir the Emurim? You can be Makdir the Emurim. The Emurim are here. You just can't matter them right now because they have Seidah Shlomo. That's our Gemara. That's exactly where that's exactly what. There's some potential of Minas. I don't have to squeeze here. Maybe one. Yeshnan le'emurim. Yeshnan le'emurim. Berak e'efshar le'haktiram hashta. Mishum Isser Tzvati. There's a side problem can't be marked to them now, but they're around. So what are you going to say in my nearly as deity? If it's just a din kadima, the alma, if it's just a din kadima, then it makes sense to me to say, well, if you can't be marked to them, keep in mind, but din kadima, the argamar, the kohen have to eat the chatas before alos, then it's too late. You have to be makter these, but you go back to them after alos to this Seidah Shlomo. So now I'm just in the domain of Kadima. you can't be makir the emurim during the time the kohanim want to eat the basar. So then I would say this is exactly where Papa was sugya. Yeah, there's no din kedima if right now there's a freeze on haktara. Theoretically you can do haktara, but right now there's a freeze on it. Then there's no, there should be no din kedima. But if you said it was a matir, the chefza needed a matir. If there are emurim, they were a matir. Then you would think, again, I know you could disagree with this, right? All these nachmanides are, you could disagree, but I'll be pashtus. You would think you should say, like, Rav Chista is sugyan, the feed of the Irish Rav Chista, and we have a bunch of pshatim. The ode, which is also lechol basa, right? Says that's what Rav Chista disagreed with. He said, what do you mean? They were still there. How can you eat the basa before they murm? It's not matter. As long as there are a murim, they murm on the matter. And if you haven't brought them, you're stuck. It's not kedima. If you can't bring them, you can't bring them. And that's similar to, the truth is, the Tosos in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin, I hope it's not Tzadi Ches, either Tzadi Zayin or Tzadi Ches. I think there's one Tzadi Zayin, the two Tosos in Zvachim that I don't remember which is where. Adi will correct me if I'm wrong. Well, actually, Pasuk is like Rav Papa. He just brings down Rav Papa Lahalacha, which makes a lot of sense, Tosos L'Shitase. And that also fits the Tosos in, this is Tosos L'Shitase, in Zvachim, who Paskins like Rav Papa. I think it was that Tzadi Ches or Tzadi Zayin, which the Tosos we discussed. I think it was Tzadi Ches in base. Tzadi Ches in base. And he assumes that the Rav Pashmi don't like Rav Papa, so this would be good Tosos L'Shitase. Tosos L'Shitase. Zvachim, Tzadi Ches on a base, Pasak, Kira Papa. Don't misinterpret me. I don't mean to say he said, there's a machlok to your Papa, your Chisdom, over there, and I pass like your Papa. He just brought down your Papa as a number of Pashat. That's obviously like your Papa. And also Tosus in Beitza holds that way. Because what's the point of Tosus in Beitza? Why did Ochana latch onto Tosus in Beitza? Tosus in Beitza asks the question. He says, how could there be Ochal Nefesh to bring a Shlamim after all? How can there be Ochel Nefesh bring a Shlamim? After all, you can't be mocked there, because that's not for food. And until you're mocked, you can't eat. So there's no Ochel Nefesh. What's his answer? Since you can't be mocked here, why can't you be mocked here? Because the side problem, even a more of a side problem, it's not even within kutchim, just because it's a malacha yamtif, losasa malacha, lechsa vodu losasu, rather. Since you can't be mocked here, because lechsa vodu losasu, therefore it says, if it was mitmo of doom, and you can eat without being mocked here. This is the same Tosos. L'shitase, I mean, again, Rochana points out the Tosos in Zvachim and Gimel, and then Gimel, Aleph, whatever it was, and Tosos in Beitza are L'shitase. This is Tosos in Beitza, that Kofan Beitza is also L'shitase. Tosos have a very clear sheet. I mean, I think the sheet of Tosos here is beyond question. Beitza, that Kofan L'shitase, that Mutter Lechol, in Osir lehakter hayom. This not only can be this is more in our city, you can be makter the next morning. In our city, maybe you couldn't even explain Rav Papa differently. If you wanted, you said being makter the next morning doesn't really count. If because maybe if you hold like Rashi or Solina, it's just a normal year. Do here you can be makter that night, which is the normal time. Just can't be makter today. And osir lehakter hayom mishum yontif. Again, I'm saying this is even a bigger hitch. In our sugya, you can't even be makter till tomorrow morning, and by then it's too late to eat. Tosfos is saying, you can be makter tonight, it's not too late to eat. But you can still eat today. Since right now is not the time for haktara, there's no need for kedima and you're allowed to eat. It's a big chiddush of Tosfos. I don't have to wait to the night to be makter and then eat. If right now there's an isra haktara, there's a yontif I can eat. Why? It's just kedima. And if there's no, mitzvah, if I can't do it right now, there's no any kedima. Kedima is when I can do two things now. If I can't do it now, there's no kedima. I mean, that's pashut, right? Again, without getting into embarrassing the challah. But if I have wine and bread on the table, I have to make a bracha on the bread before the wine. But if I can't eat the bread yet, because I have to make kiddush, then I can make a bracha on the grape juice. Maybe not. That's a reason for challah covers. I think mostly they made that a reason for the challah cover in order to get the nice musr story of the person embarrassing his wife, etc., which you've all heard. Right, they tell about whoever, the Chafetz Chaim, whatever. You know, he comes over to someone's house, and the wife forgot the challah cover on the table. He starts yelling at her in front of the chasm guest, etc. It's mayor, he said, do you know why we have the challah cover? Not to embarrass the challah, because you're making a bracha on the wine beforehand. So if Chazal were mocked, you shouldn't embarrass the challah. You think you should embarrass your wife? Okay. Reminds me of a different joke, but that's already me. Not in Manion, Lenny Russell. Okay, have to tell you a famous joke, right? About the Gerach Chassid, who was in a hat store, and he was taking about 45 minutes looking for the right hat. Finally, the wife was said to him, he says, Repeat, you chose your wife in a shorter amount of time than this. Yeah, I said, I have a pleasure, but I walk with my hat in public. Okay, anyway, not for now. It's amazing where you can get if you follow the trail. This also, I think, is a good Tosfos she tosay in our daf. Do we ask Tosfos has the following question. Asolom to Moshe Nidnu Avdi. There are other answers to this question, which I'm not going to speculate now. But Tosfos has the following question. If they were Nidnu, you're allowed to eat. Tosfos says, why if they're Nidnu, you're allowed to eat? There's a mandar that sits as Maratza on the Chilah. There's a manda omer that you can be makd your tamei imurim, because the tzitz will give ritzu to them. Everyone agrees that tzitz is not maratza for you to eat tamei karbanos. Everyone agrees that tzitz is maratza if you're zoreg the blood that's tamei. The rice you zoreg the blood that's tamei. Okay, the imurim is not focus. Says, hold on. If really the imurim are okay to be zoreg when they're tamei, how can you eat the basar? After all, you still have imurim to be zoreg. Meet rabbanan, they said, don't be mocked your tummy inward. But we derisive you can. So what are you basically saying here? We're saying here, what about if the Emurim are Sherim min HaTorah, but are Psulim Midrabanan? Says Tosos, no problem. Holy Midrabanan lo Maratza, how did you love the Emurim? Since Midrabanan, you're not allowed to bring them? That's as if they're gone. That makes a lot of sense. Lashitase, Tosos Lashitase, Sachem Nuntes Amid Beis, Lashitase says, hold on a second, matter of Kadima. What if I can't bring the Emurim? I don't care if I can't bring the Emurim because they're gone, because they're puzzled to Raisa, because they're puzzled to Rabbanah, because I have a slide problem. It doesn't matter. Whatever reason I can't bring the Emurim, there's no Kadima anymore. Says Tosos, of course, Mojo Lecho. If it's just the din of Kadima, who cares if they're puzzled to Raisa or puzzled to Rabbanah? The Maisa, I'm not being mocked here, the Emurim. And if I'm not being mocked here, the Emurim, there's no Kadima. However, if you viewed it this way, then maybe you would like Tosa's question better than his answer. Then, Yesh Lomar, the Asr Lefel, who says you have to agree with Tosos? Who says you have to agree with Tosos? Maybe there are, maybe there are other ways to answer his question. Maybe you say it's not a bird that was Omer. Maybe you'd say, no, if it's only possible to Rabbanan, then what do you mean? Midaraisa, it's still here, and you're missing a matir. As long as it's here, midaraisa. So I'm saying, if it's in matir, the theoretical emurim. If it's in din, kedima is just practically what you're going to do. Here, the heft of emurim, the heft of basar. If it's kosher daraisa, there's a heft of emurim. Then you have to get into the sugya of, big sugya, we are all familiar with the sugya from our youth, right? If the darabbanan make exer on something, does that change its status on the daraisa level or not? You'd have to, it would be Toloi on the famous Hakira the Achronin, the Toloi the Hakira Havaforsemet Haim Eser Durabanan Nechshav Lipsol Nechshav Leinindidim Doraisa. Right, but the Nisrabanan counts Leinian. Dinin Doraisa. Right, you'd say, if Apsol Drabanan counts as Apsol Doraisa, then you don't have any Murim. The Dham is not there. If Apsol Drabanan doesn't count as Apsol Doraisa, then you still have a Murim, and Drabanan won't let you bring them, but they're still there. So you're missing the Matir. I can think of many other Nafkaminas as well. I'll just throw out two other Nafkaminas that are things that are brought up by the Achronim. How about the question of that the Kazanish brings up? How much emurim do you have to be makdir before you eat the basar? It's an interesting question. How much emurim do you have to be makdir before you eat the basar? One of the two options, either kezias or all of them. Kezias or all of them, interesting question. The Chazanish brings no makoros whatsoever. He makes a tiyuk from Tosos, which is not a makor of tiyuk from Tosos. He makes a tiyuk from Tosos. And no, the tiyuk from Tosos is something else. He doesn't begin. He says, mash with him in kulo. The tiyuk from Tosos is something else. He says, not enough. Part of the back, you need to burn it. That's good, Marsha, you also. Okay, how much? What's the sheer kamuti, right? The sheer kamuti of Haktara. The sheer kamuti of the Haktara. Chazanish says you have to matter all of it, or maybe it's enough to matter Kazayis. That's a fascinating question. What? I'm not sure what the answer would be, but let me just die to you and see it depending on this question. If it's a din kadima, it would seem to me the Chazanish is right. You have to be marked in Hashem's achila. That's after your achila. You have to first give Hashem all of his, and then give you all of yours. Here, it's far from Mokhrat, but Nirolini is dainty. Nire, Titzarech, Lahaktir, Kulo. And that's the opinion of the Chazan Ish, who didn't, you know, have a Mokhrat for this, just as Mashma. But if it's in a matter, let's think of matter for a little. How much dam do you have to, the classic matter is dam. How much dam do you have to be zorit to be matter of a karma? Anyone know? How much dam do you have to be zorit to be matter? Now here's a little tricky because Coleman's not saying this. The answer is kosher, any amount. What if it's an ola that needs two matanos? How much do you need to be matter the basar? Only one. What if it's a chatz that needs four matanos? How much do you need to be matter the basar? Only one. Okay, and that's why we have matanos and kinios now. Meaning, in general, for a matter, you need to do some of it. Now, I'm not saying this is not always so posh, because by the comments, you need to matter the entire comments. But if it's a matter, says, oh, you need to like do this to be matter that. How much would you need to do? You need to do something to be matter that. So, Nira only needs 90. Nira, I can't prove it. Tisagi Kazayas. Okay, here it's not as obvious. I can't prove it, but Nira. And I would think one other nafkin as well. This gets very complicated because the Achronim really make it very complex. But the Mishnah Melech discusses the end of the Mishnah Melech, where he says what he holds in the Rama that we agreed with. He discusses how about the sheer. You know what? 1 second. Just watch this trick. Okay. How about the sheer Echuti Da'atara? Not how much a Murin do you have to burn, but how burnt do they have to get? How burnt do the Murin have to get before you eat the basar? It's an interesting question. How burnt do they have to get? They have to turn to charcoal, right? So the Mishnah Melech deals, a lot of our heard deal with this, but on this Makor sheet, only Mishnah Melech, and I do want to, they get very complex because he makes an assumption that, according to the Rambam, that one could question, but says in the Mishnah Melech, to be Shiyatsa, so or be Rova in Murin, Kutar Basar Achila. Okay. Nira, that one is the rove hamorin. But it's yatsas the rove. What does that mean? He's not talking about how many hamorin, like there are four pieces. He means how burnt does it have to get? There's a sheer burning coal. The fire caught most of it. The fire can catch the bottom, and the fire catch most of it. Okay, exactly what most of it means, the more it deals with most of the circumference, most of the diameter, that's not important for us right now. They weren't discussing exactly how to measure the rove. But he says it needs to mostly be on fire. What's the other option? The other option is just needs to be a little bit on fire, right? Needs to, clearly needs to catch fire. That's the Chazanish ended with. Just putting on this bath, not on the fire, is not enough. Needs to catch fire. That's what's called Haktara. Does it need to catch fire or to be mostly on fire? Okay, so the Mishnah Melech has his opinion. Where does he get it from? He gets it from the Kometz of a Mincha. The Kometz of a Mincha, and here, if you go in the Griz past the part that I put on this sheet, if you go like, just open up the book and go past the part that I Xeroxed here, you'll see a very deep lotus about how burnt Echuti quality at least the Kometz of Mincha need to be. And the whole lungs about Kometz of Mincha, which is not for us now. But Lemaisa, he says, like the Kometz of a Mincha. Why is he compared to the Kometz of a Mincha? L'chor to the Kometz of a Mincha is a matter. That's a classic matter. Right? That is the classic matter. Right? The Kometz is matter. The Shirayim, you can't make the Shirayim no matter what. In any circumstances, it's only the Kometz. It is a Shuto Kamashmo, regular Matir, right, shovels when you're makter the komatz, make it pigle or make it shlomo shma, etc. So, again, I have no intuition as to how burnt it needs to be. But in terms of the comparison, he's comparing it to a komatz. You might think, if you're comparing it to a komatz, then that makes sense if it's a matir. I'm not sure. But again, these ones at the top. But the you could say, I mean, that it were well for the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam, even though he thinks he's the Dayan Tosfos. So, but you could say like the Mishnah Melech, the shear is Sheyatzis Ha'or Irubo, which again, I have no tuition. Do you need more on fire, less on fire? But Kimo Komets. It's the Kimo Komets that works. It's a matter. You should compare it to the other matter. Don't compare it to Dom. Dom is it first. What's the only other matter that's first? Komets. So compare it to Komets. It's a matter. You should compare. If it's not a matter, if it's Kadima, then I'm not so convinced of it. You know, I don't know. But Nira, what's Kadima? You have to have the Nizbechas to eat before you eat. How much do they have to finish eating? No, you have to put on the staff. Obviously, if you don't light it on fire, that does not work anything. You have to put on the staff and light it on fire. Oh, it'll take time for the fire to spread. It'll take a few minutes till the whole thing lights on fire. Nirlini's dainty. Yesh lomar. This sagi. How would we say that it's just catched on fire? She yechos lohor b'miktas, right?
Sheyitfosar.
What? All right, I read it.
Sheyitfosar.
As long as what do you say? Yitfos. Okay, same idea. Yeah, it should be lit on fire. It should be on fire. Okay, so I think those girls will be enough. I mean, as kids, we have here two a big hakira again. It's not my hakira, it's Rosh Hashanah's hakira, and then Rosh hakira. I'm just adding a few morals as to what's the nature of this thing. Assuming it's not about a tip. What's the nature of this din? Is it that fundamentally you're not matter this? Just like there's no heter to eat karbanos, they're kachi Hashem. There's no heter to tefikas adam. There's no heter to lift their haktar sekurim, which sounds very religious and nice. The only thing is, you don't have to have this dochot tonight. If there are any more, they were matter. If there aren't any more, then the dam is matter. Or do you say no? Since it's only if there are any more, it's a din kima, and there's nothing to do with. And there's nothing to do with a matter. Dam is the matter. A more American thing to be known, except enough kaminas was, no, one and two are similar. What if the worm are around and theoretically matterable, but practically you can't be matter them, even if there's a side problem? Then you'd say, like, Kerfista, if it's a matter, you'd say, there's a side problem with the Ari Murin, so you don't have a matter. Well, if it's a matter of Kadima, then there's a side problem, you're not being matter of Murin, there's no need of Kadima. Or what if it's a Darabonin? It's also a side problem. So if it's a matter of matter, you might say, if we assume a Darabonin doesn't count the level of Darabonin, so there's only a side problem, then two is the same as one, then you still have a Murin, you're missing the matter. Well, Tosfos said, the Shita said, nah, since Tachlis, bottom line, there's no Murin, practically there's no Murin, there's no Kadima. We also know this might affect some of the issues brought up, but they have grown in this year. If the matter maybe Kesai is good enough, it's Kadima, you should need to do all of it. And the Eichot of the how much you have to burn it, which, sort of indirectly, if the matter you should compare it to Kometz. If it's not a matter, then you shouldn't compare it to Kometz. And maybe just a Kolshu is good enough. What's underlying this, I'll just want to point out, then we'll take questions, of course, and then we'll start the second half of the year. What's underlying this is the question of what's the relationship between Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach? Right? The one opinion is that the Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach are two separate things, right? Just Din Kedima. Tosfos is saying, Din Kedima, you get some of the karbanos, the Mizbeach gets some of the karbanos, they're two separate things. Just there's a kedima of who comes first, who comes second. Well, the Rambam would say no. He would echo the lashon of Rashi. As a matter of fact, I would put Rashi with the Rambam. Why would I put Rashi with the Rambam? So what phrase does Rashi like here? He likes the phrase Mishulchan Gavoah Kazahu. Not only about the Kohanim, everyone who used Kohanim get Mishulchan Gavoah. Says even the Bible get Mishulchan Gavoah. Right? I mean, what's the matter? I mean, the matter means like you really don't have any right to this. That's just that Hashem has to come. Them has to come first. You only have the right to eat this Mishulchan Gavoah. You only eat this as the leftovers of Shulchan Gavoah, and it's the leftovers of Shulchan Gavoah. Maybe the point is, until you bring it on the Shulchan Gavoah, you have the right to eat it. And maybe there's something more, much more fundamental here. Okay, so we can, of course, know what we see, we don't know what we don't. But this makes, basically, this, the Rambam works a lot better if you say, no, no, no. Everything given to me, Shulchan Gavoa, you have to give it to Gavoa in order then to be Zocha to eat it, yourself. while, which would, you know, make Shmuel feel a little better. But while the and compromise a little, what upset him last time, or do you say, no, 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 you're eating it just because it's your carbon, just as a kedima to Hashem, okay. I tend to think Rashi would go on the lines of the Rambam because he emphasized the idea of Mishulchan. Now that he says the word matir, which Tosos does not say. Right? What does Rashi say in Kiddushin? Rashi says, matir habasar. Right? So it's matir habasar. So, and also, the Rashi in Sukkah says that it's usher to eat before Tosei Murim, the Zachal Babasar Hachim Shulchan Gavoa, because after that you get it from Shulchan Gavoa. He doesn't say it's a Kedima. He says, because you haven't gotten it till afterwards. What do you mean? Afterwards you get it. You haven't gotten it yet, then you're Chasser Amater. Sorry to put Rashi here as well. And maybe they have two different approaches towards, again, the relationship between Achilles Bech and Achilles Hedyot, the Rambam and Rashi. It's a matter. The only way you can eat is by eating the leftovers of Hashem, Shulchan Gavoa. While the Tosos would say, no, 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 the dam is the matter. As far as the meat is concerned, you have an equal right. The Mizbeach is an equal right. It's just the Kedima, the Mizbeach. Tosos would say, Kedima, the Mizbeach to you. Okay, very fundamental. Machlokas, any questions? Oh, yeah, you're aware. Sorry. I forgot. I shouldn't. It's more like more luck they drop.
No, I need a map here to be able
to take a picture in front of a Muslim professional. Anyway, I think the logic might be sort of like, you know, here I'm going to get a little drushy at a certain point. You know, there's the dam and the basar. Meaning basar and emurim are just kinds of meat. I understand the chila tastes a little different than the you know, entrecote, etc. But you know, it's all the meat of the animal. The dam is not the meat of the animal. The dam is the life of the animal, right? Nefesh kol basar damo benafshohu, and it says that in different words many times in the Chumash, right? The dam is the life. The meat is the food. So I guess the question is, I mean, everyone agrees, Adam hu benefesh chaper, right? Yobo nefesh chaper al nefesh, Rashi says. Everyone agrees that the dam, the life, is for Hashem, right? That belongs to Hashem. That's clear when you're marked, you say, that's Hashem's part. The question is, what about everything else, right? Is you say, the dam, that's Hashem. You have to give Hashem the life. The nefesh is for the nefesh, after all, Hashem. Nefesh goes to Hashem. Basar goes to us. That's the difference between spirit and flesh, right? So is it that Hashem's part is fundamentally the nefesh, but the basar, you know, is fundamentally ours? Or is that, no, fundamentally, the basar is also Hashem, so we can only eat it with Shulchan Gavoa. So I think that's something to do with, you know, the damning matter, because that's the nefesh. Clearly the nefesh is a higher madriga than the guf. Nefesh is different than guf. Nefesh goes to Hashem. So the nefesh is my going to Hashem is not to the guf. That's a great question. Maybe the answer is the emurim could also be a shtickle dam. That's what Noach was talking to me about this morning. That if there are emurim, the emurim are the achilas mizbeach. Maybe there's no emurim, suffice with the dam as achilas mizbeach, even though the mizbeach was a mamish ochel dam, because it didn't burn it. Right, to ochel, you have to digest something. Digesting something is like burning it chemically. The mizbeach doesn't burn the dam; just lands on the mizbeach and then drips off. Maybe we'll suffice with that as achilas mizbeach if we don't have any real achilas mizbeach. But okay, needs more eon. Let's. That perhaps that they matter in two different ways, meaning the dam is matter, you know, if I can add the rebel, dam is matter, everything to go on Shulchan Gavoa. And then going on Shulchan Gavoa is matter for you to take your share from Shulchan Gavoa. I agree. Okay, I just want to end with one, you know, okay, there are some interesting things in brackets last time, this time, if you got a chance to look at fine. I just want to end with one interesting machlokes, which is the second step here, right? The second step. You don't get kapara until the kohanim eat, right? You don't get kapara until the kohanim eat. What's pshat and you don't get kapara until the kohanim eat? Just want to bring down a little bit of machlokes. That's obviously giving a lot of importance to the kohanim eating. You don't get your kapara until the kohanim eat. The question is it quite so simple? Is it quite so simple that you don't get kapara until the kohanim eat? So first of all, Tosfos already from Gemara's Yachol asked the question, which I don't know if you noticed in Yevamos, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel's gear, so the Gemara asked that question in Yevamos Daftzadi. According to Rashi's gear, so the Gemara didn't ask that question. Tosfos obviously had Rashi's gear, so the Gemara didn't ask that question, which why Tosfos asked it here. If Tosfos had the Gemara asked the question, he wouldn't have asked it here. So he says, for example, Adam Shenitma Bizarko, Bemezid, Adam that was Tomei, and you resorted to Bemezid, Midrabanan, you should have done that, Midrabanan. You can't eat the basar, but you're mistaken. Yeah, there are a few cases, actually, Shastra. You can't eat the basar, but you get kapara. Some even derisive, perhaps. So Tosfos asks, why, how can you get kapara if you don't eat the basar? So there's two answers. First answer is, you don't really need achilas basar for kapara. You just need potential achilas basar. And since you need to arise, you can eat the basar, there's only a sold rabbana, you get kapara. Okay, so it's going to the first Tosfos, first day. You don't actually need achilas basar to get kapara. You don't need the quantity to get kapara. You just need potential. You need to arise for the quantity to eat. Okay, according to that, that says it's not really the eating that leads to kapara. It's just that, it's not really eating that gives you kapara. It's just that if it can be eaten, then that's a properly brought karbon. Then you've finished the avasa karbon. If it can't be eaten, then you haven't finished the avasa karbon. Okay, that's a big finish. Tosfos rejects that. But Maskana, the Echron argue with rejects Maskana. The simple shot is that he rejects Maskana. He says, after all, what about the case where Midor Raisa? Let's say the basar is tummy. Midor Raisa, you can't eat it. And yet you get kapara. That's before Shnais. So in the end, he says that rather a different shot. He says when there is basar, you don't get kapara until they eat it. When there isn't basar, then you get kapara even without eating it. Okay, so Tosfos has two possible, you know, he thinks he has to take one or the other. This answers the first question also. It says when it's possible to be abundance, if there isn't basar, and I'm adding it to Tosfos, and then you get kapara. So Tosfos modifies this klal a little, and he sort of first modifies the klal a little bit. There's too many mishnayos and gemaras where you don't need the basar, no one needs the basar to do the kohanim, and yet you get kapara. So he says either just a potential, or it's only if there's basar, then the eating's ma'akiv kapara. If there isn't basar, if the basar is pasul, then the eating's not ma'akiv kapara. You could go a little further, and that is, if you look at Rashi, Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, says Rashi, Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, he's now again, that's not at all what Rashi says here. It says Rashi, as va'achlu sonos akashim shakubar bahem, the kohanim have to eat it. He hated to have a kapara shlema, so it'll be a kapara shlema, so it'll be a full kapara. Maybe it could be that you're miskapar without the achiba. Why should kohanim eat and give you kapara? It's just that it's not a, you're miskapar, you're yotzi the kapara, it's just not a full kapara. It's not a kapara shlema. That would answer all Tosfos' questions. Tosfos asked from all over Shaskis where the basar is possible, you still get kapara. Yeah, no. That means that you still get kapara. You just don't get kapara shlema. It's not a kapara mina mofar. It's not an ideal kapara. So that's basically the question here is, how serious is this rule of quantum Oakland by the miskapar? I don't mean is it true or not. Of course it's true. It's a drushes kazal. But is it really ma'akev kapara? Is it really ma'akev kapara or not? Our Gemara sounds like it's really ma'akev kapara, right? Because what does it say? It says, remember the shakhtar Gemara. Well, if you didn't ma'akev kapara, you can't eat. If the Gemara didn't eat, then he doesn't get kapara. And if he doesn't get kapara, then he's still in the chosuk. You haven't accomplished anything. Sounds like it's Akiv Kapara. So what about the Achilas Kohanim, meaning the din of Kohanim Ochlin, who Bailim Miskaprim, is it really Ma'akev Kapara? That is Rashi and Tosos in Pesachim, New Testament days. See, it's really Ma'akev Kapara. Rashi says very clearly. Rashi says it very, very clearly. He says, I die in Mechoshe Kippur, who behaves you'll have a kachim. He's still Mechoshe Kippur, getting kachim. He still hasn't brought his carbon. Or do you say, no, it's not Ma'akev Kapara. It's just Eino Kapara Shlema. Right? And this is the Mashmaos of Rashi in Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Okay, I'm not prepared now to answer why Rashi in Yevamos sounds different from Rashi in Sachim. And the big question is, what's the Achronah deal? What's the opinion of the Rambam? Right, because the Rambam does bring down Achilas Katzim to Asha Mitzvah Sei, Shenemar V'Ochmo Samashim Kapar V'Hem HaKohanim Ochlin, this is the beginning of Maishik Kohanim's Perek Yod, and by the Miskaprim. Okay, yeah, the Kohanim Ochlin by the Miskaprim. Yeah, the Kohanim eat the Bailim get Kapara. The question is, does that mean it's Ma'akim the Kapara? That it is extra full Kapara. Right? Not 100% clear. The Rambam, they point out, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusri Kapara says, the pshat of the Rambam is a woman who has later ziva just puts money in the pushka. Then she cuts him that night. Why? Chazaka, the best of the Kohanim would bring all the Kapara they need to that day. The Yakrivu, Kinegdam Kinim. Chazaka that they would take all the money and be makriv birds. It doesn't say they would eat the birds. It just says they would be makriv the birds. So, F sure that. And likewise in the other Rambams, just look at Aloha Hey. I'll read to you. Kol Zman Shelohi Krivu Chatosam Asur Lechol B'Kotchim. Now again, I know what to be like. Hikrivu, including like hikrivu with all the trimmings, including eating, or only the makru of the karbonos. Right? So it's not so clear in the Rambam, right? The Rambam does say, Kohanim Ochlin Bailim Miskaprim, but when he talks about what's actually the act of your kapara, he says, Kohanim Ochlin Bailim Miskaprim. He never actually quotes our shaka with Targa. He never actually says, your mamish, you're still Mechoshe Kapara, you don't become Tahar. Right? When do we really care what's makrif someone's kapara? What minute they get the kapara? Mechoshe Kippur. What minute to become taller? And now he's allowed to touch and go to the mikdash. He never says when they call him eat it. He says when they're makrif it. So a number of achronim are dyking the Rambam. It's certainly quite possible that maybe the Rambam holds like Rashi Nivamos, that it is only a mitzvah and a mufkar, a kapara. That it's only a kapara and a mufkar. So we're not. I can't promise you for sure, but you know. Maybe the Rambam, not sure. He quotes Kohanim Ochlin Bailim Miskaprim. He doesn't say, is that Ma'akev, or is that just full, extra, complete Kapara? And in Mechoshe Kippurim, he keeps talking about Makriv. So you could say he means Makriv Ochel. And he's like Rashi Tosfos here. Or he can mean he says Makriv. This comes up in Yevamos. Okay, we don't have time for anyone in Yevamos. Yevamos is the Gemara that Tosfos quoted. It's a case where we Rabbanan, it's in the middle of Yevamos of the Sukkim, the Rabbanan go against the Torah. He'll give me another 2 minutes here. I'm sure I'll just stand up and move the minutes hand counterclockwise. The Gemara there says, they're discussed with the Rabbanan and Akrivu D'Oraisa, right? Because it all has to do with they were making all the women remarried basically. That's how they get the whole suit of the Rabbanan and Akrivu D'Oraisa, what was fascinating. So, Shas, they say, hold on a second. In this case, where, let's remember, Dam Shenitma, the Zorak Mishbebezit. Dam was a nitma, we don't rise and it sits in Maratza on Tommy Dam. We draw bottom, you shouldn't be so regular. And Zorak, the makes it fire that draw bottom. What were the Rabbanan goes there? The Rabbanan goes there, that is possible. What does that mean? He gets kapara, but you can't eat it. That seems to be against our klal. Then the Gemara's question. According to Rashi and Tosos, the Gemara's question was, what was the case in Yevamos Daf Sadi? Yevamos Daf Sadi, Dam Shenitma, Vizarko, Bemezit, What's the din? The din is the basar is pasal. Ubailin niskapru. The Gemara asks a question. There are two different yersomas. According to the years of Rashi there and Tosfos here, the Gemara's question was, what is the Gemara's question? Rashi, Shem, and obviously Tosfos Khan, says the question was that the Rabbanon uproot mitzvahs achilas kachem. How can the Chazal uproot? How can the Rabbanon uproot a mitzvah to Raisa? What's the answer? Shevel Tase. Remember, the Rabbanon have the right to uproot something in the Torah. Shevel Tase. Don't pull shofar on Shabbos. Don't shake lulav on Shabbos, etc. That's the Girsa of Rashi. The Girsa of Rabbeinu Hanano was different. The question was exactly the question of Tosfos here. In Kohanim, Lo Yochlu Habasar, Azabailim, Lo Niskapru. If Rabbanan don't let us eat Basar, then there's no kapara for the Bailim. That's the question. And what's the answer? And the answer is Shevi Al Tasa. What does Shevi Al Tasa mean? Machlokas Ni'iri. And Ritva says the Ritva. That means Lo Niskapru. Aval Midrabanan Piturim Milahavi Od Karban. Right, you're right, there are Lo Niskapru, but Midrabanan Shevi Al Tasa, they don't have to bring a new Karban. Okay, that gets into other questions now for now. Says the Me'iri, it means exactly what Tosfos here seems to mean. Says the Me'iri, what does it mean? It means that Kevan de Aser Lechol Midrabanan, it's Ki'ilu Ein Basar, and Ein Basar Abaylin Miskaprin Li Achila. Like Kitzer, the question is just, according to this Girsa, right, how do you answer the question? So Tosos asks the question, end of the year, the Ramban there fascinatingly said, he said that there's no such rule, right? But the Rabbeinu Hanano has a good question. And then the answer is Tosos Psochem says the same as the Meiri, and the Rabban in Yevamos says, not a good question. It's not a good question at all. Achila's not ma'akev. Says the Rabban, no chance. Achila's not ma'akev. No problem. He says, and nonetheless, the Bailim are miskaprim. He says there's no such question. Basically, he rejects Rabbeinu Hanano because there's no such question. Not a good question. No such rule. The Ramban obviously goes on this line. The Ramban Yevamos thinks the Achilas Bailim is not ma'akev. Okay, he thinks the Achilas Bailim is not ma'akev. I'll just end with, I apologize for going late. Okay, give me 2 minutes. Let's just put on a few signals here. How about Yevamos Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph? What if the Basar is Pasul? The Afal Pitein Niskapru Bailim Nicha. For this side, here you have to say, like Tosfos and the Meiri, Tosfos here and Meiri there, that Im Ein Basar Eino Ma'akev Kapara, or like the Ritva, Lonis Kapru. You're right, Lonis Kapru, just be Karban, then bring another Karban. The other question that Mikdash David deals with is, why do we say, Lama Mutter Le'isha Lechol Kudshim Ba'erev? If she put money in the Pushka, she'd eat Kudshim Ba'erev, because they're all Makter until the Erev. But maybe they haven't eaten it yet, right? Ulai lo achlu adayin. Nicha, if you say that it's not really ma'akid kapara, otherwise you have to use some answers. The Mikdash David says, Mikdash David, ulai chazaka she'ochlin bayom, or im achlu balayla niskapra limafreya mishasrika. He says, maybe it works to mafreya. It's not that you only get kapara when they eat. If they eat, you get kapara limafreya. But if they don't eat, you don't get kapara. And basically, the one sugya is nicha, the other is what about our sugya? Is nicha, if you say it is not get kapara, because then the Gemara had a good question or a papa. How can you say Malo Lino Rosh Hashanah? He never gets kapara. What do you have to say if you're like Rashi, Yavama Staf Mem, and the Ramban, and Yavama Staf Tzadi, and maybe the Rambam? How do you explain our Gemara? What was the question in our Gemara? What was the question on Gemara? So fine! Until they mock your you don't eat. And until the quantum eat, you don't get kapara slain. But you still got kapara. What's the question on Gemara? So you have to reread our Gemara. That's what the Echmarim say. Says, no, reread our Gemara. The question was not that the Bailim is still Mechusar Kippur like we've been assuming until now. No, the Bible is not Mechusar Kippur. He doesn't have Kavara Mukhar. He's not of the highest Madrega. He's not. The Bible talk is Mechusar Kippur. So what was the question? Rather, what was the whole point to this? We wanted to be a say that he was Kachin without being Dokha different, a say. But rather, that we are violating the assay of Achilas Kohanim. You're violating the assay. That was the question. The question is, you're violating the assay of Achilas Kohanim. How could this person be Rosh Hashanah in assay Doha assay, and you're violating the assay of Achilas Kohanim? Because until they eat them. And what do they mean by Akkadim Ochabayim Miskaprim? They don't mean the Bailim do not, our simple Chushri got part until they want to eat. They mean if the Kohanim are Ochlin and Bailim Miskaprim, that shows that the Kohanim eating is part of the mitzvah and not just a fringe benefit. And let me just add, and that's what they mean, totally, right? Achilas Kohanim, since Achilas Kohanim adds Kapara, that proves that it is a mitzvah, as we say, chiyuvis, not chiyumis, right? That's an absolute mitzvah that has to be done. And the Gemara's question was never that you don't get kapara. Of course you get kapara, you just don't get kapara slema. But if the bai kohanim don't eat, then the papa's plan still doesn't work. Because since the kohanim eating gives kapara, the kohanim eating is a mitzvah chiyuvis, a very important mitzvah part of the avoda. Since it's a very important mitzvah part of the avoda, then if you don't do it, you've been mocked with the mitzvah. So, and our Pavar Kov's whole point is you could bring it, be Malo Alina, and without violating Seyda Shlomo. If you're willing to violate Mitzvah Seh, you would just be Docha Seyda Shlomo. The whole point of our Pavar is a trick that works without going against any Mitzvah Seh. Here, you went against the Mitzvah Seh of Achilles Kohanim, like the Rambam says, Achilles Kohanim of Achatos and Asham gives a Mitzvah Seh because it gives Kapar to the Bailim. And basically, the question is the same as Rashi's Girsa. How could you uproot the Mitzvah of Achilles Kohanim? Because Achilles Kohanim of Achilles Kohanim, so it's really a totally different way of reading our Sugya. The question wasn't you mamish don't get Kapara. You do get Kapara, just not Minimum Lothar. The question was, how can you uproot the assay of Achilles Bible? The whole point of Rapapa is to have a trick to do it without uprooting an assay, and it didn't work, and that's what we have to answer. Okay, next year, Mirz Hashem, we're not going to go into the things of brackets that you have a chance to look and find. If not, they're pretty straightforward. We will continue with the next Mishnah, Mirz Hashem, and Seder tomorrow, and Shir on Thursday. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask.
At the point where the